Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Okay, we're back now with Lindsay Williams, and let's take a call, Lindsay, if you're ready.
Yes, Rick.
Okay, 800-313-9443. Here now is Joe in Rhode Island. Hello, Joe Church.
Hi, Rick. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Joe.
Lindsay, I just wanted to ask you, Satan is after God's elect these end times. By this, I mean the true Christians. And it's written in one place, if it had not been that the days were shortened, even the very elect would be deceived. The name of the game is deception. You know, I'd like to ask you, a wise person thinks way ahead of the events that could possibly happen. I would like to ask you this. A five-month supply of assets to pay your bills. How could that possibly be done? If currencies are changing in the midst of flux and change, what would be a way that you could get 5 months ahead on all your bills? In other words, cover yourself for a five-month period.
Well, Joe, I like the way you put it at the beginning of your question. There was an engineer, one of the big locomotives, traveling down the track at full speed for his train, and behind him he had about 2 or 3 miles of train cars. And someone asked him, said, "What are you thinking about with all of that weight and power behind you as you travel down this track?" He said, "I'm thinking 5 miles down the track." Mm. Now, you're exactly right. People need to think 5 miles down the track. And there is a way that you can do it. And it's very simple, really. It's to use the currency that was the first thing ever mentioned in the Bible. It's in Genesis chapter 1. And the first metal ever mentioned in the Bible is gold. And it's in Genesis chapter 1. And it says it's good. And if you have, you talk about how could you have enough to take care of your bills for 5 months? Simple as 1, 2, 3. When they issue the Amero, hard assets are still going to have value. Gold, silver, precious metals, they will have value even after that takes place. Now, the paper won't, and anyone that's in paper and is expecting to use that to take care of themselves, they're in big trouble.
Well, Joe, does that answer your question?
Now, if you're dealing with gold, could you go to, the electric company and say to them, I have a bar of gold here. I'd like to give you a piece of this in payment. Pay 5 months ahead of time on all your bills? In other words, stay always 5 months paid up on all your bills. Let's say your mortgage. Could you possibly do that? Your electric bill, your mortgage.
That's a good question. Very simple, good question. Yes.
Yeah, let's take the example. You have an ounce of gold. That ounce of gold right now today is worth $600 and somewhere around $50. So you have that ounce of gold. All of a sudden, they say the dollar collapses. It's gone. Iran, other countries have jumped ship. It's gone. We're going to issue the Amero. Bring your paper in, your Federal Reserve notes. We'll give you 4 to 1. We'll give you one Amero for every $4 you bring in. Now, more than likely, if you have any large amount of dollars that you pulled out between the mattresses in order to spare the few assets that you might have in paper, they're more than likely going to tax you on it. You ever think about that? That's something the average American has not considered. They say, oh, I have $10,000 worth of paper. I have $15,000.
All right, hang on the line, both of you. We'll pick up on this point because this is a very practical point to pick up on when we return with Lindsay Williams, our guest, and we shall do that in 3 minutes from now. Rick Adams, stay tuned.
Headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon. causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on. On RBNLive.com.
All right, and right now we're talking with our caller here, Joe, who's brought up a couple of very good points, I think. And Lindsay, you were trying to relate practicality, really from a scriptural point of view, too, as I expect, with regard to handling your immediate needs over a period of time. And continue, Lindsay, to answer that question.
There's one thing that the power elite will never regulate in our modern-day world in the situation that the dollar's in right now, and that's going to be gold and silver. Now, the reason they won't is because that's what they're in, and they know that they do not want to bring about any controls. Think about it. Now, when you go down to gold dealers and buy gold, there's no tax on that sale. You sell your gold. There's no tax on that sale. Why? The power elite don't want that regulated because they want to be able to freely trade it themselves. So there's one thing. You have the Amero now. All right, so they have taken away your dollar. They have exchanged it for more than likely a lesser value, and you have it. All right, what do? You take your ounce of gold down to your gold dealers, who is still in business, still going to do business with you because he'd love to have your business, and you say, I'd like to cash in my ounce of gold. Well, more than likely by that time it's going to be $2,000 an ounce instead of $650. And so what do you do with the Amero that you get when you cash in your gold? You take it down and pay your bills with it.
Okay. Just in case there's a problem with that kind of a transaction maybe at that time, maybe the government might not allow it. Because what I'm looking at, Lindsay, is most of the world is going to take the mark of the beast when it comes to that time, with crunch time at that time. They're gonna do whatever they have to do. They're gonna take the mark so they can feed their family and do what they have to do. Only God's elect will refuse to take the mark. They will not bow a knee to the image of Baal. And that's who the world system is going to be coming after with a vengeance.
Mm.
So they're going to try to make it so that they won't be able to wheel a deal. And that's what they want.
Yep.
They want to put us out of business.
I don't think Lindsay would argue with that, would you, Lindsay?
Oh, I agree with the scriptures, and you're exactly right. And there are times that it will be a critical situation for your family.
But as you know, Joe, it doesn't matter what situation you're in. If you're faithful, you're going to be protected.
Yes,
it's just that simple.
The Father will see you through it.
Right.
And that's when the rubber meets the road as to how far your belief system
That's the
goes.
Test, isn't it? Right.
One thing I'd like to recommend, Lindsay, silver, if we had silver coins, small denomination silver coins, pre-1964, would be totally silver. There would always be people out there that would take silver to maybe go and buy you a loaf of bread to bring back to the family. Or, go pay your electric bill or something to that effect. But, of course, I would like to see these bills paid up 5 months in advance at all times. That way there, you're always 5 months ahead regardless of what point you're at.
Okay. Any final comment on that, Lindsay?
Yeah, a friend of mine walked into a restaurant the other day. He had a silver dollar in his pocket. He thought he would just try something with the waiter, with the lady at the cashier. And so he walked up and he said, "I'd like to pay my bill." And he put the silver dollar over there. She said, "Oh, sure." She said, "What's this thing worth? I like it." And she said, "I can't put it in the cash register." He said, "Oh, this is worth $15. She said, "Oh, gladly." She picks up a pocketbook, takes $15 out, puts it in the cash register drawer, and puts the silver dollar in the pocketbook. You'd be amazed what will happen.
She was a smart cashier, let me tell you.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Joe, for your call. Good questions.
Rick and Lindsay.
Excellent. All right, we'll take another call, and then we'll make people aware the information you're providing tonight, and then we'll continue with more calls. Let's take Henry in Connecticut next on the program. Hello, Henry.
Hello?
Yes, Henry. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay.
Okay, I have a couple of questions. One is this. I disagree with the guy talking about if they're faithful, they'd be saved, because I look at a lot of the people in, you know, Denmark. I talk to people on the phone as well, people in some of the European countries, as well as even people in Australia who aren't as religious or spiritual or into all that moral stuff that we are as a country. And they say it really depends on the circumstance. You know, well, I had some discussion that if there was a fascist takeover, and they were talking about somebody talking about even World War II with the communists, and, you know, they still didn't stop the bullets from them getting killed. But what I wanted to find out is this, the dollar. What I want to ask your guest is, when does he think they are going to collapse the dollar? Because, you know, you also have, gold is very bullish, and they're trying to manipulate and hammer it down so they can keep it as low as they can, and now it's shooting right back up there. So now they try to hammer it down to 640-something, now it's going right back over 650 now. Again, so they can only do so much unless they're manipulating both sides. And I want to know, and also there's a Forex market, which I'm sure he's familiar with, where you're trading all these different currencies, and you can manipulate a lot of your, multiply your money that way. And a lot of these big bankers in the chain with the Rothschild Bank, they trade this, on a daily basis, like trillions of dollars or hundreds of millions.
Henry, just
right.
one question.
When does he think it's going to pop? That's what I want to know. When does he think it's likely that they're going to pull this off, collapse the dollar, because there's still a lot of money being made with all these different currencies and stuff.
All right. Okay, let him answer that question then.
If you'll go to my website, lwoil.com, we were able to actually go into the records of the North American Union and pull out three documents that you will find fascinated. In one of these documents, it actually comes from the Council of Foreign Relations. Now, you probably wouldn't, the average person wouldn't even know where to go to get this, but my webmaster did. And you'll find there the actual minutes of the meeting of the last North American Union group.
Mm-hmm.
They met together, Bush, the Prime Minister of Canada and Mexico, and they give a schedule of events in it. You will find it startling, and they have set up as their goal 2010. Now go to my website, lwall.com,
and
see these documents for yourself.
Okay, repeat the website again slowly. It's of Master Oil. What?
It's LW, like Lindsay Williams,
all right.
oil.com.
All right, LWOil.com.
Right.
All right, LWOil.com. And he's saying they're planning 2010. A lot of changes got before 2010. Did they say what month? Because, you know, these people are little wackos. Even though astrology is a legitimate science, but they use it in a different way. And they do stuff according to astrology, some of these Masons. And I'm wondering, did they plan a particular month in 2010 or just 2010?
You read the documents for yourself, and I'll let you determine, because they don't give exactly days of the month. But yet, on the other hand, they've been meeting now for, I think, the past 4 years, planning all of this undercover. It's a shadow government. They're bypassing the Congress and the Constitution altogether.
Yeah, and that's another thing, too. How are they going to implement this when a lot of the people, and even some of the congressmen that aren't totally in their pocket, are going to say, wait a second, you can't do that. That violates the Constitution.
Well, they're going to do it by creating another crisis. And you remember we had on some of the guests, and we were talking with Bob Chapman and others, who said that that probably would be a likely scenario, either another attack domestically or overseas or the war, and that would usher in a clamor for this North American Union for Security, the SPP, and the new currency, the Amero. So people would clamor for it when they're pushed against the wall. That's how it would be done. Let's face it.
Yeah, but
crisis creation and crisis utilization.
Right, auto out of chaos, which is old Roman.
Okay, that's
right.
It. All right, got to move along. Hurry up, Henry. You got another point quickly.
All right, I'll let you go. But what I'm saying is that they tried it with 9/11, and that didn't totally really work.
Well, of course not. That's only step one, phase one of the revolution. You don't do it all in one thrust of the hammer, you know? That's dialectics, my friend. It takes several stages of the game to complete the whole puzzle. And this was only phase one. Now phase two is coming into fruition. That's what it means. Thank you very much for the call, Henry. Why don't we do this now, Lindsay, because we have calls and we have such a short time. Once again, see if you can just wet our whistle here with your offer for information and what you propose to do tonight.
Well, Rick, I'd like to do something tonight I've never done before. Please, first of all, jot down this number, 800-321-2900. Now, here's what I'm going to do. And let me say again, I have never done this before on any program. Rick, I admire you so much. And this has just been made available to me. A group that I spoke to only days ago videoed everything that we're talking about tonight, plus much, much more that we don't even have time to scratch the surface with here on your program.
Right.
An hour and 30-minute lecture. I want to give you that as a gift when you get my packet. Now, this is over and above everything I normally include in my packet. In other words, it's coming to you free of any additional charge whenever you buy my packet of 12 hours of digital DVD viewing, quality DVDs. These are not just homemade DVDs. I have produced an entire library of material, much of which Rich already has, but you don't have the latest one because I have not even seen it myself. They just said they had made it and were sending it to me, and as soon as I get it in a few days, I will include it in the packet if you wish to get it. Now, 12 hours of DVDing, 6 DVDs plus the one that I'm going to give you over and above everything that I normally have in this packet. There'll be 7 DVDs. Be sure and tell the people when you call at this 800 number, 800-321-2900, be sure and tell them that I offered an additional DVD tonight and to give you the special package. They don't even know about it. I just decided to do this when a few moments ago as we were sitting here on the program, and I want to do something special for all of you tonight.
All right, now get your pens and papers ready, and we'll repeat all of this and conclude when we come back, Lindsay. All right, stay where you are. We'll repeat the number and the offer in just 3 minutes. I'm Rick Adams, and we'll take your calls as well. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we are back, and right now we have time, Lindsay, to go over your phone number again and complete the order just so people will understand. So we have new listeners all the time and maybe never heard of you before tonight. So go ahead, complete that number again.
Rick, the number is a toll-free number. There are operators standing by tonight. In fact, I asked our operators to please stay on the line tonight because I knew that there would be some people that would want to order even right now, this evening. The number is 800-321-2900. Now, it may be very late there on the East Coast where many of you are listening, but the operators should be standing by even right now at this number, and there will be 7, including the one that is additional. I've never had it before that I'm putting in the packet, 6. And, of course, you only purchase a few of those, and I give you 2 DVDs. I'll give you this third one as a bonus, and I'll give you a copy of my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, and a copy of my full-length book, You Can Live. All of this, 12 hours of DVD viewing, everything is covered. Banking, oil, world finance, the American dollar, what's happening in every area from vaccinations to diseases, mm-hmm. you name it. It's all here. I mean, it covers every facet that a person needs to know. How about vaccinations for someone in your family? Would you know what to tell your children? Well, 2 doctors went together with me to produce the DVD on the subject. And on we go. Please ask them about it. The number is 800-321-2900.
All right, that's excellent. Let's take another call now at 800 313-9443, and we have Gloria in New York. Hello, Gloria.
Rick. Hello.
Hi. Yes, you're on with Lindsay.
Yes, hi. I wanted to ask Lindsay, this packet that you're selling, you said it has everything in it. Does it mention the faith?
Oh, positively. I would never give a lecture without talking about my faith in Jesus Christ.
Very good. Also, I wanted to say that you mentioned a couple of times that Iran is dumping American money, and they'll put someone in jail for using it. But most of the world is doing this, too. Iran is not our enemy, and they never were. They are innocent completely. The ones who got us into this mess, and yes, the coming chaos that will come, is the neocons in a crappy White House and crappy little Israel. Anyway, but for myself, I'm going to stand on my faith. I don't have much of anything, mm-hmm. but I do believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will sustain me.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you both. Thank you.
Thank you. That was very short and sweet, and it's true, you know. One of the callers mentioned that a lot of people who had faith maybe weren't saved, and as you know, Lindsay, that many were not meant to be, quote, saved from the destruction of this world. Jesus himself said that they can destroy your body, but they're not going to destroy your body and your soul if you're with me. I'm the only one who can do that. And, of course, many have been saved otherwise from the perils to come and will be saved. But just as if one is not saved from, for instance, the wars in Germany and the wars in France and the Soviet Union, many have died. We call them martyrs for the faith, don't we?
Yes, we do.
We call them martyrs.
Yes.
And that's the whole point.
Yes, I like what, and I agree totally with the caller that just called. Iran is only attempting to protect themselves. They see what happened in Iraq. They realize the depleted uranium that has been showered upon the country of Iraq. Oh, by the way, one of the DVDs mm-hmm. that you will receive is life-changing, literally life-changing. It talks about what happened to the people who are being pelleted with the depleted uranium. Oh, I mean, I don't know how to explain it. One person said to me the other day, they said, I'll never be the same after watching that DVD that I got from you. All Iran is trying to do is saying, we don't want our country destroyed as you have destroyed Iraq. We're going to protect ourselves. I don't blame them one bit. They've seen, they saw us go in there and literally kill Saddam. I mean, take the country over. Now, does Iran want to have the same thing to happen to them that Iraq had to them? No. And why should they want it to happen? They're only defending themselves, and don't they have a right to do that?
And isn't it ironic that what you say is true, that in our country we're just about the only country in the world that ceases to do that, defend ourselves. Instead, we're defending this global order which is destroying our country. How ironic can that be?
So Iran sees the collapse of the American dollar on the horizon,
sure.
and they're saying, we don't want any more of your paper. All we're doing is defending our own economy.
Yeah.
And I can't blame them one bit.
No. No, you can't. And they're only doing what any nation would do. Any sovereign nation wants to defend itself and protect its interests. And, hey, we're not, I mean, let's face it, the Iranians were not responsible for the toppling of Saddam Hussein, though they certainly may have wanted it and want more control, obviously, over Iraq and eliminate them completely. But let's face it, it was the United States invasion, illegal invasion, that made all of that possible. And that is the greater sin. All right, we're going to take another break, but when we come back, we'll have plenty of time to talk, and we will take more calls. Right now, the number is 800-313-9443 for our guest, Lindsay Williams, and you can visit his website, lwoil.com. All right, we'll be back with Lindsay and your call straight ahead. Rick Adams, stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Main. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
All right, and we're back now with Lindsay Williams with us and the website lwoil.com. And Lindsay, just before we go back and take some more calls, you have painted quite an interesting scenario and one that we're not all too unfamiliar with, but we've never really seen it come this close until now. You know, last year, 2007, a number of predictions were made, as you know, and some of those did not come to fruition because the timing wasn't just right. But, you know, I'm getting these feelings and these sensations, and I'm thinking that 2007, that was 2006 last year, but 2007, this year is going to be a watershed year for a dramatic turn of events that will befall this world. How do you feel? Do you think this is going to be that type of year?
Rick, the handwriting is on the wall, so to speak. 152,000 companies have left the United States of America. 152,000.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
1 million manufacturing jobs have been lost in the United States since President Bush took office. Now, with these statistics and others that I've given tonight, I think it's a foregone conclusion that we are on the verge of some catastrophic events. And with $9 trillion national debt plus, and that's what they admit to. There's much more than that. But with $9 trillion that they admit to, there is positively no way that anything can happen except something catastrophic, there's no way out of it. There's no amount that could pay back such debt to the world. Now, when the American dollar collapses, the world is going to be furious. You think China is upset at American companies now and the things that they're doing. You haven't seen anything compared to the collapse of the American dollar, and they lose what they have in it. The world is going to be so angry at America until it frightens me to think of what will take place. But there's no possible way. Now, many countries see this, such as Iran, Venezuela, and others. They see this taking place, and as a result, they're bailing out ahead of time, where some others, such as China, are holding this massive amount of debt, and at some point, they will have to come face-to-face with the inevitable.
I can't disagree, and that's the sad part. I can't do that. I just can't find it at all, any evidence to the contrary. And again, it's important to stress here that what we're witnessing is not an accident. FDR said it. Things in politics do not happen by accident. If they happen, they were planned that way. And you know and I know that that has been the case for over a century now in this country, and now we're reaching the end of this Federal Reserve cycle before the currency totally is disbanded and collapses. So this is the legacy of paper money, of fiat money. This is what happens when they steal the real money and substitute the phony for the real. The gold is substituted by paper, and the silver is the same, Lindsay. So that is so evident and obvious to any respected economist that it's amazing there are anybody that still does not get it. But anyway, thankfully we get it. All right, let's take Ryan in Oregon now. Hello, Ryan. You're on the program. You're next. Yes,
yeah,
Ryan.
Good evening. Are you there? Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Okay, good evening. Couple of points or comments or observations directly to this subject matter. One comment that I would make prior to that, though, concerning from a biblical point of view in regards to preparation and what do we do about it. You know, Proverbs says that it rains on the good and the evil. And the New Testament also instructs us that judgment begins at the house of the Lord. That's us. People, you can have all the gold in the world. It won't do you diddle unless you get your house in order before the Father.
That's
you
right.
need to take that one thing so seriously that it should scare you so you can't sleep at night.
Yes,
it is right with the Father, point blank. Specifically to the subject matter of the evening, I mentioned this a couple of months ago real quickly. I have a business associate who has a cousin who works in the repository of one of the central banks on the East Coast, okay? For those of you that don't understand this Merrill thing or that they're preparing it, hey, it's already a done deal, folks. He has actually seen the currency notes. He's touched them, okay? They have been instructed to be prepared to release this stuff no later than May of 2008, and their goal is, as Lindsay said, is 2010, actually, and that's their time frame for this thing to come down. And what will cause it to come down happens to be how everything plays out, because everything in the world is fluid. There isn't, you know, these people don't just say, thus saith us, and this will happen, because you got 6 billion people on the planet, each with their own, you know, needs and whatevers, and, you know, so it's fluid. So, but that's their kind of goal timeline. But these bills, this system already exists. This isn't something they're planning. This is something they've already done. And I take it as gospel that this gentleman has actually seen and touched these notes. They exist. Now, having said that, people wonder what the crisis is that's going to expedite this thing into play. Well, obviously, things have to get so desperately bad that people can't even buy food with a Federal Reserve note. So what's going to cause that? And people point at Iran, and they point at China, and this, that, and the other thing. The second point that I wanted to make, and I don't know if very many people have seen this, I make my living in the Forex market. And one of the things that's scaring the living whatever out of me, not spiritual whatever, but just, oh, my goodness, here it comes, is that I've watched what's happened in the carry trade and with specifically what's happening with the insurance that is charged by the banks that create the credit swaps and so forth. It's a very complex game. It's a very involved game that most people, even if you had a whole afternoon, really wouldn't understand. But the point I'm making is simply this. The banks are having to pay, just within the last week to 2 weeks, astronomical sums for their insurance coverage on these credit swaps and carry trade transactions, to the point where they're no longer becoming profitable. What that means is that I don't see that China's going to dump a dollar, Iran's going to dump a dollar. They don't want that kind of heat. They don't want to have a finger pointed at. They don't want 200 million Americans saying, hey, let's go nuke China because they destroyed, you know, my second home or whatever. What's going to happen here is you're going to see in the derivatives market, and it is not just a few trillion, it's in the hundreds of trillions of dollars of just thin air created obligations, which is a natural result of the fiat currencies of the world. And just keep your eye on what the cost of the insurance for these credit trade or these carry trade transactions is. And for those that want to spend the time and look at that, that will be the trigger as far as the actual collapse of the U.S. dollar. And what you'll end up seeing is on the dollar index, it'll be, you know, right now it's just below 84. You don't need a big long dissertation on what that means, but it's very low. It means the dollar has lost a lot of value in relation to other currencies. You're going to see that in the 60 to 70 range. And when that happens in the credit industry, it's going to be absolutely catastrophic. You're going to see organizations like Freddie and Fannie Mae go under. You're going to see just all sorts of calamities. And the White House is going to, in their, you know, knight in shining armor, step up to the plate and say, okay, here's how this is going to be. We're going to declare martial law. We're going to institute this new currency, blah, blah, blah. Mark my words, that's how it's going to happen. And people will just flock to that like the dumb sheep that they are, not understanding what just took place.
Yep.
And there you have it. So the gold idea is good to one point. Get it out of the country. I highly recommend, if you're financially capable, look at the Perth Mint in Australia. A minimum on that's $50,000. Most people don't have that. The second best thing for you is to get the silver coinage. I highly agree with that. And keep it very quiet. Have enough food to survive for a while. Trust me, if this thing crashes and burns like what appears to be happening, and we got a wake-up call last week from China on it, the only thing you're going to be worrying about is whether you have food on your table or not. You're not going to be worried about what your assets are.
I'm glad you said that, Ryan. Let Lindsay respond to what you said, because I think that's what he's been saying all along.
I do have one quick question for Lindsay.
Okay, but you let him respond to what you said so far.
All right.
Ryan, first of all, I want to congratulate you. You have said a mouthful. You're one of the most knowledgeable people that I've heard call in on any broadcast that I've been on recently. And I want to say to the listening audience, believe everything that Ryan has just said. He has gone into the depth of some things that I wouldn't even touch on the average broadcast like this, merely because it would go right over the top of the heads of most people. But believe what he just said, every bit of it is true. Congratulations for being willing to get on a program like this and saying it.
All right. And now what is the question, Ryan, that you had for Lindsay?
Okay. Lindsay, forgive me. This is kind of a put-you-on-the-spot question. It doesn't matter whether you can answer or not, okay? So don't take it personally.
Okay, what's the question?
Okay, you know, with Paulson and his group over in China playing their little political games back and forth, and all I'll tell you, folks, it is a war going on right now between with those boys over there right now. Are you familiar or do you have any knowledge base of the roughly $35 trillion in derivative CHIPSs that the Federal Reserve will have to pony up to the Chinese?
Yes, I have been aware of this just recently. I'm trying my best to sort it all out in my own mind. Mm-hmm. And, oh, my goodness, have you hit on a powder keg. Oh, I wish we had an hour just to... for you. This is marvelous that you would even bring this up. Thank you so much. Yes, I am.
I just get right back to everybody that's listening. They're going, huh, what? hey, look, folks, get your house before your father in order. Judgment will stand in front of you first. Please, you can die tomorrow. It doesn't matter. You're going to die sooner or later anyway. What really matters is your eternity. Get your house in order, not physically, not with gold. Get it first in order before the Father, because I'll tell you what, he's going to hold us accountable before he can even begin to hold the unsaved accountable. So please, you know, whatever you have to do, search your soul, search your spirit, search your lifestyle. Are there things in your lives that you know is wrong and you're doing? Mm-hmm. For God's sake, get rid of it now, because you're going to not have an opportunity down the road. Please do that. And if anything else that anybody's heard in the last 10 years in their lives, that's the one they need to hear.
Right? Well, you said it well, Ryan. Thank you very much. A lot of emotion and truth in what you've said. Thank you very much for that call, Lindsay. I think that he really was the frosting on the cake tonight so far.
Oh, that is marvelous. Ryan, I say congratulations. And the Europe's biggest bank, HSBC, this was the 5th of March, and this is in notes so new that I didn't even put them in my presentation tonight. HSBC is having to write off this week $11 billion to cover mounting losses in its troubled American offshoot of HSBC Finance Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan is right in everything he has just said, folks. This is marvelous. I agree, Rick. That was the frosting on the cake. And so many things are happening so quickly. The largest bank in Europe is, it could possibly go into bankruptcy.
And once again, this was all planned well in advance, my friends. All right, let's take another call. We've got Carolyn from Texas. Hi, Carolyn.
Hello?
Yes, you're on with Lindsay.
Yes. Yeah, thank you. I appreciated the last speaker, and what he had to say was wonderful.
Yes.
And mine is kind of a practical,
possibly
even a selfish question. But I have been advising somebody in my family and maybe not to buy a house, because I just hear that the housing market is overheated, et cetera, et cetera. But then I'm thinking, well, if the dollar is going to fall, if the dollar's not worth much, what would be the repercussions of buying, you know, for them buying? Because I hate to tell them the wrong thing. So they buy, and then they owe in dollars. And if the dollars are going to go bankrupt, what is the future in there for them? My problem is that I'm feeling responsible because I gave advice. And
well, that's something you have to be careful about today, particularly when it involves big money.
Right.
Because you can certainly lose a lot of friends and relatives.
Right.
Some of them you don't mind losing, but others you do. But you have to leave them with the choice. Just give them the information.
No, I just gave information,
right,
actually, yeah.
Right. But, Lindsay, you see, that's a practical point that she's raising now. And what would you say to that? I mean, you're in the most difficult spot of all right now, because you're making some forecast and predictions. But you're in the know. You've been there. You've heard it. You've seen it. And what you're saying is absolutely the truth.
Well, it was announced today that Phoenix, Arizona, is the biggest real estate bottom dropout, so to speak, in the entire nation right now.
Right in Phoenix,
In Phoenix, Arizona, which, of course, a year ago, real estate agents couldn't find a house to sell. Now, there are thousands on the market. Katrina. Let's just go back to that event when the hurricane hit down in New Orleans. And I asked my son recently, I said, Daniel, if you had been there when Katrina hit, what would you have wanted first? Oh, he said the first thing they would have wanted was water. I mean, this is a simple thing, but you can't do without it for 24 hours. You can do without food for days. You can't do without water for 24 hours. And I said, well, what's the second thing they would have wanted? Oh, he said food. I said, would that have been more valuable than gold? Oh, he said, it sure would have. I said, if you could say what would be the third thing that people would want in order, what would you say? Oh, he said, they would have wanted something to live in, a roof over their head. Now,
right.
I say that because of what you have just said. if there's any one thing that I urge every American to do who really cares about their family, and that is get immediately, as quick as you can, while the dollar is still spendable, get a paid-for roof over your head.
Okay.
It will be one of the most valuable things you can have when everything comes apart.
Right. So even if they have a mortgage, they have a roof over their head, and that will work out if they have jobs. They seem to have good jobs, so if they can keep going. But I'm wondering, if the dollar goes down, what does that mean?
Well, preferably a paid-for roof over your head. Now, there are very few Americans can do that.
They're not going to have that.
But if it's any way possible, do it.
Okay, but that's not possible for them. They're just a young couple starting out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what is better, a roof over their head that's not paid for, or no roof, meaning that they have to rent?
Well, that would be quite a decision to need to make, and it's something they would have to consider on their own.
Yeah, they would have to work that out based on their own scenario and finances. That's all we can say on that for you, but thank you for your asking, and we'll be right back. Thank you, Carolyn. We have another call we're going to take before we wrap things up. Mike in Texas will be next, and we'll do that in just 3 minutes.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, radio, free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, and we don't have much time, so we'll take just one more call for Lindsay and have him repeat his information offer. Mike in Texas, I believe. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Yes. You're on.
Rick?
Okay, quickly, Mike.
Okay, I got. I never did get the Minuteman book, but other than that, enjoying your show.
You
tonight.
Never did get a Minuteman book?
No, I don't know what happened.
Well, we'll have to find out about that.
But also,
all right.
For Lindsay, I'm in a kind of a precarious situation.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a bad motorcycle wreck 25 years ago, and I've been real blessed so far. However, I don't know what's going to happen now. I would like to know if there's a number I can call him and talk after the show or tomorrow. I got an idea of what to do, but we don't have time now. But
well, that's
also
up to Lindsay. Lindsay has a lot of certainly has a lot to do. But Lindsay, is there something you can do on a personal level for someone?
Yes, I'd be more than happy to dial my 800 number.
Okay,
you won't get me personally, but they will forward your message to me. 800-321-2900. Give them your phone number and request that I call. Now, keep in mind, I am often, most of the week, I'm out there on the road somewhere lecturing.
Okay.
But as soon as I can, I'll get back with you. So call them, give them your number.
And I just want to remind you, was it 1 Timothy 6:9, the love of money is the root of all evil. If we could make a law making greed illegal, I think a lot of problems would just go away.
Yeah, well, that's
but
human
how do you
nature.
Do that?
You don't legislate against human nature, I'm afraid.
I'm telling you.
Only the Lord can do that.
God bless you.
Change in your hearts. Right, right. Okay, Lindsay, just in the time we have left, this is perfect for you to just wrap things up. And I want to have you back again soon, within a couple of weeks, and we'll talk about another update on this financial situation, and we'll go beyond that and talk about another subject as well. But give the offer one more time, because people need to know that they can do with these tapes whatever they wish in any media forum. They're not copyrighted, and that's the important thing, getting the word out at this date, right?
As Paul Harvey said, if you'd like to know the rest of the story, we
that's
have
it.
Just touched the hem of the garment tonight.
Mm-hmm.
The number is 800-321-2900. The operator is standing by right now if you wish to call in. 12 hours of DVD viewing, plus I'm doing something I have never done before on any broadcast anywhere. I am giving you as a gift a lecture I only gave days ago off the very subject matter we're dealing with, the financial monetary situation, just how precarious it is, an hour and 30 minutes long. I will give you this DVD as a premium, as a bonus, apart from all the other DVDs you get, if you will purchase the package. And it's 800-321-2900 for 12 hours of DVD viewing. You actually only buy 4 DVDs. I give you 3. As a gift, including this bonus tonight, and I give you a copy of my book, Energy Non-Crisis, and I give you a copy of You Can Live. Again, 800-321-2900. They are not copywritten. As Rick just said, my DVDs are not copywritten. Please copy them. Give them out to everyone you can as fast as you can in order to help turn this thing around while we can. And Rick, whenever it's all over with, we're going to pat you, talk show host, on the back and say, when America's turned around, it'll be because of you. You told the truth.
Well, thank you, Lindsay, and it's good to have you back. We'll do it again in a couple of weeks. Amen. Thank you, Lindsay. God bless. All right. Tomorrow night, we'll have another guest back by popular demand, Christopher Bolin, and his conspiracy against him. That is the police conspiracy to silence him. And his findings on 9/11. We'll do that tomorrow night on the program. Till then, Rick Adams, your radio avenger. Good night. God bless.
You got a headache?